This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Get involved, get engaged, get up to the website. I do want to see you involved. I do want to see you engaged. I do want to see you doing something more than nothing. I'm not joking. I'm serious. Get up there. Get involved. A lot happening today. Sonia Schmidt will join us after the break. And join me. If you're here, she'll join you too. Getting closer to that day, the big day, you know. So what'd you send me? Oh, you don't tell me. I like the surprise better. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us on the air and in the chat room. And just being involved, being engaged, is what I want you to do. It's what you should be doing anyhow. And listen, safe... Safe travels to some of you, because I know some of you, come on, let's just be honest about it. You will be traveling during the holiday season, the Christmas season, the Hanukkah season, whatever it is you celebrate. I celebrate Christmas. You know, I think we're back to that. Have any of you been in these stores in the last couple of, you know, in the last week? Again, we're back to happy holidays. So generic. It makes me nuts. It's just so generic. Is that what they want? Is it wants to be like white bread, white wrapper? What do they call it? Vanilla wrapper stuff? Can't be male, can't be female. Can't say Merry Christmas. Can't say Happy Hanukkah, right? Happy Holidays. What if you don't celebrate holidays? Then what? I did a story, a couple of weeks ago? There was actually one district attorney that was infuriated with the holiday lights, with the way people put up holiday lights, saying that sick people, they're just sick, but that in and of itself was racist. It just never ends. Okay, later on in the show, we're going to play the clip. We're going to talk about the SCOTUS argument. I know some of you heard about that today. I don't know how into it you were, how much you were paying attention. People, you know, California is supposed to be shut down. I don't know. Do you guys know that? Really, seriously. We're supposed to be shut down. For a state that's supposed to be shut down, this is like somebody doesn't understand the term. I got stuck in traffic today. I'm not talking about a little bit of traffic. I mean a lot of traffic. So apparently every business that's open is essential, which I don't have a problem with. Let's just be clear about that. What I'm excited about is the fact that so many people are flipping the bird off to Governor Newsom. You want us? Come get us. Right? Just amazing. 855 again, Real Joe, 855-732-5563. This guy Sowell, right? The Republican, the representative from California. Remember, this was a guy. This shows you where they're really at, where this group and the Democrats are really at with this stuff. Why aren't the Democrats calling for Sowell to be removed from Congress, not just the Intel Committee? Remember, they want them to keep President Trump from getting getting top security clearance because he was in the pocket of the Russians. Remember that? And Shifty Schiff was the one to say, I've seen the evidence with my own eyes. He needs to go to jail for treason. Really? My understanding is that Kevin McCarthy is supposed to get briefed by the FBI on Swalwell's ties to China. You know, it's really funny. I've always said this before. Forget politics for a moment. You know, remember the kids in high school that were accusing you of doing things that were doing it themselves, right? Usually the liars in the room are the ones, when they're trying to get out of trouble, they're accusing you of doing something that they're doing. It's just amazing. So anyhow, do you know where this goes if the Senate, if the Democrats get the Senate, if the Democrats get the House, or they got the House, but you know what I mean, and they get the presidency, all this stuff will go away. Grandpa Joe, I got news for you. First of all, he doesn't know what's going on anyhow. I still think if this plays out the way they want it to play out, Joey B is going to have to resign shortly after he gets sworn in. Right? I don't know what the rules are. I don't know. Have we ever had a president to drop dead before he got sworn in? I mean, because technically, until they get sworn in, they are not president and vice president. So if Joey B gets arrested or something happens to him, I mean, the sad part about it is I really believe that the way they are, how animalistic they are, they would take him out in some way, shape, manner, or form. You know, give him a shot that really makes him look like he's in full-blown Alzheimer's to get Harris in that position. But I think what's going to happen is he is going to have to resign before they really get into it. Because all this stuff is going to be swirling around him. I think he was on the show the other night with Joey B. Said that he has the utmost faith in his son. His son doesn't do stuff like that. He's the smartest. I love that one. He's the smartest guy he knows. What does he know? One guy and two other women or something? I mean, he's really good at making sure that when he falls asleep with a crack pipe in his mouth, that all the pictures get out. He's so smart, he didn't even go pick up his laptop when he knew what was on it. Yeah, he's really smart. Well, we're going to have some fun tonight. We're going to have some fun. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Sonia Schmidt joins me right after the break. We will be back shortly.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
I married your mother because I wanted children. Imagine my disappointment when you arrived.
We are back. Thanks. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. I can barely hear me. All right, let me try that. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of you have to be part of the solution, people. And the way you do that is you get engaged, you get involved, you figure things out, you work with people that can give you the information you need. Otherwise, you sound like they do. You know what I'm saying? And I don't want you to sound like they do. Here's somebody who never sounds like they do. Sonia Schmidt joins me. She does every week. Are you there? You're shaking your head. No. Do I need to sit? What are you?
I'm
you
not
sit over
here.
A pizza?
I'm not here. This is my doppelganger. That's not me.
Now, during the break, we were talking about how bad things are. Sonia needs a little loving. And don't take that the wrong way. I mean, she's talking about, send her some donuts.
No, please take it the wrong way. Do me a favor. It's been a rough 2020. A long, lonely 2020. Take it whatever way you'd like.
Oh, God bless America. But, this is a family show, by the way, so we could stop there, right?
I didn't say nothing.
I left it up
to your audience.
You send thousands of things right there. You know what I'm saying? So, but anyhow, look, everybody's getting all wigged out, and I know, you know the old saying, I don't want to get in trouble for this, but I don't really care. It ain't over till the fat lady sings, okay? And and I'm looking at the big blonde lady with the Viking hat on. I'm waiting for her to come out. She ain't gonna sing. I am telling you, something's gonna happen. Something's gonna go sideways. I don't think Trump's fight is over yet. I wish people would stop doing that. You know, remember, this was the guy that wasn't supposed to win in 2016 either. She was gonna cream him by 93,000 points. And Biden, if you've been listening to speak the last couple of days, I'm telling you, he's going to resign 20 minutes after he's sworn in. It's going to be President Harris. How does that make you feel?
There's so much to be said there. One is that through this entire 4 years of the Trump administration, the Trump presidency, and let me backtrack a little bit. I was not a Trump person in the beginning. I could not believe he was even in the running. And every time he would make those faces or call people names or whatever, I was like, Luckily, I had a friend who got Trump. And I trusted this friend, Joe Dan, who's also on Range Broadcasting and Freely. And I trusted him. So when he talked to me about Trump and about him as a businessman and how businessmen don't necessarily talk pretty, and if anybody watches Joe Dan's show, you'll understand the accent I just did. So I trusted him, and Trump grew on me. And then the more I watched what was going on with Trump and with President Trump and with what the Democrats are doing, the leftists are doing, I was like, this really is special. This is spiritual warfare in no uncertain terms. And I honestly felt sorry for people who didn't get Trump, because this is, like, in my opinion, and as a writer, this is one of the greatest stories ever told. I mean, and I kept going, Trump is here for such a time as this. Everything that happened, I was going, this is why he's here. This is why he's here. Now that this election, the fraud, the darkness is being shown, a light has been shown on this darkness of so many things, in particular this election fraud, which we kind of knew about all along, I'm like, he is here for such a time as this. So do I think he's got another one, you know, rolled up his sleeve? I do, because I do believe God loves America. And I do believe that he's been divinely appointed for such a time as this. But I don't believe it has to go as smoothly or in a linear fashion as I would like it to be. I would like this to be, you know, that we would find out that Trump is the real winner, and we'd beat up all the leftists that are going to try to burn down America once that's been revealed. But it doesn't have to turn out that way. You know, I don't know how it's going to turn out, and I don't want to be a downer. But I do believe we win. America wins. But I just don't know how this is going to turn out. I don't even listen to the news anymore. So that's why I told you I don't even want to come on tonight, because I'm so ill-informed. Because every time I watch even a couple of seconds of the news, I get instantly depressed. Even the good news, even if I turn on Newsmax or OWN, or I've discovered something else called NTD, and I still start to get a sinking feeling. And so I have to just walk away from it all and just say, I just have to pray, because I don't know. These stakes are high for America.
Very high.
The stakes are really high.
Very high. I mean, you're looking at the Department of Justice today, or the NSA, I should say, has halted for the moment. They have halted the high-level security briefings to Joe, and part of that is because of what's going on with China. And I think that, you know, at some point in time, somebody's going to have to figure out or think about or understand. Remember that they were saying that, you know, Trump shouldn't have got security clearance. I was talking about this earlier, that they should have never given Trump security clearance because of the dossier that they knew was phony.
Oh, my gosh.
Right? So they were going to hold back the security clearances from him because of his connection with Russia. And now we're looking at Joe Biden. We have clear-cut proof and evidence.
No, we're not looking at Joe Biden.
Well,
the media
they
are not looking. Right. So, and my big question is, you know, it's interesting. I wish I weren't a part of this whole thing so I could sort of look at, you know, be the fly on the wall. But if a tree falls in the forest and nobody's there to hear it, then how effective is that?
Yeah.
So, if the media will not cover any of this, Hunter, Joe's, you know, I mean, now they're starting to tip their toe into the Hunter Biden story. But trust me, that's not going to go anywhere.
No, it's not. And that's why I said, if he takes the Senate, they get the White House, they get Congress. The only one going to jail is Donald Trump and family. Right? I mean, think about it.
Which hurt,
you're
going to
come
after
him. Go ahead.
See, you know what? I came on here because you weren't supposed to make me depressed.
I'm sending a pizza over. You'll be fine.
I tell you, the thought of what Donald Trump and family are going to go through. One of my last guests on the show talked about, he's an attorney and very much in the know, in the political know, and he was saying that they are already planning so many lawsuits against this. They plan on bankrupting this man.
Yep.
And having it never end on the side of the lawsuits against Yep. this man, and it breaks my heart. And
No.
you just interrupt me with the music. So
how do you do that? That guy on the other end did that. Anyway, Joe Mancini, well, I'll give you time to wipe your tears up. We're going to win. We will win. There's 87 million of us out there, and we're willing to fight. We don't have tight, manly jeans. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, Joe Mancini, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Food and Drug Administration on Friday authorized Moderna's coronavirus vaccine for emergency use, the second to clear that bar in the United States. The Moderna decision comes a week after the FDA authorized the use of a COVID-19 vaccine by Pfizer and 5 days after the nation launched the most urgent and ambitious vaccine campaign in its history. With Christmas fast approaching, Dr. Anthony Fauci, one of the nation's leading infectious disease experts, says his holiday plans have changed dramatically this year due to COVID-19. He says he's not telling people to not celebrate Christmas, but he is offering some advice.
Careful when it comes to travel that may not be necessary, travel that you can avoid, and when you get together, try to make some limitation to it.
Fauci speaking on Fox News, USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
But after dinner, don't put any of those old cheap moves on me.
No.
It's different.
I have all new cheap moves.
We are back. Gomez, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just mumbling along with. I like to mumble along, you know what I'm saying? I like to complain about stuff that's just totally asinine. And I know that Sonia enjoys it as well. I know she does because we love to make fun of these people. Anyway, Sonia Schmidt joins me, host of the Sonia Schmidt Show and a weekly here, but she's taking a sabbatical for the holidays, for Christmas. Stop calling it holidays. If you're in the store, if you're listening to my show, or you know me, don't wish me a happy holiday. I'll tell you what. For you guys, for you women behind the cash register, that think it's okay to give me a glare when I say happy, Merry Christmas, you say Happy Holidays, there are more holidays in February than there are in December. So on Valentine's Day, you shouldn't have a problem with your man, your lover, looking at you going, Happy Holiday, honey. Right? Not a problem, right? What do you think, Sonia? That worked? Look at that eyebrow. I saw that.
You know what? Again, I'm just going to have to sing President Trump's praises because since he's been president, we could come out and say Merry Christmas. But the liberals shut down the stores, so we can't really go in anywhere and say Merry Christmas. We're just saying it to ourselves. As long as you live in a democratically run city, town, state, you can't do nothing. You just be sitting in your living room talking about Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas to me.
But think of what we've done to ourselves and what has been done over the years where we've gone from, you know, you got to go out and do your holiday shopping, your Christmas shopping, whatever you call it, and you get into the stores and it was a personal touch and a personal smile. Hey, Merry Christmas or Happy Hanukkah could have been what you celebrated. My joke has always been, even Mr. Lowenstein, you could say, Merry Christmas, Mr. Lowenstein, and he would wave and smile. Thank you. You know, Merry Christmas to you too, Joe. It wasn't taken as a slight. And
everything is taken as a slight now that we've let the left rule us.
Yeah.
Everything is a trigger. Everything is an insult. Everything is offensive.
Well, let me
tell
you what.
How do we take all of this back?
Being on that line, the Michigan Attorney General just said being wished a Merry Christmas devastated her son. Okay, and She said she was, her son heard President Trump say, you know, Merry Christmas to everybody when he was on CNN, or they've CNN was sitting, that's what she gets for watching CNN. But anyway, and she goes over and over, and her son was just devastated because they don't celebrate Christmas. Therefore, he didn't know what it was all about and was upset. That I'm thinking, get over yourself. Get over it.
I would drop my kid over a goalpost if he says something that's stupid. There's really something.
Go ahead.
We have a huge burden. We have a hurdle. Oh, I like that. I just combined burden and hurdle, and I got burdle. But we have a huge fight on our hands against the left. This isn't just the election. It isn't Trump. It's language. It's so many things that we have to take back from them, and we have to say, stop it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that we, you know how you always tease me about being naive and thinking that everything's going to be okay. And I'm not there anymore. I'm not quite sure that we have what it takes to take this country back, because the left is so dug in. When you talk about abortion, when you talk about freedom of speech, when you talk the election, how do you fix that for the next election?
Yeah, but you don't.
Here's the worst case scenario.
Go ahead.
Even if Biden is the president, the true president elect, Kamala will be the first person of color. They don't even call her a black woman. Personally, I would be offended, but she's a person of color. How do we fix the elections in 4 years? Especially because we knew about Dominion and voter fraud and mail-in ballots and all this stuff. We knew about this ahead of time and we didn't fix it. So how do we fix it the next 4 years?
You know, we have always thought that we could rely on the Supreme Court to uphold the Constitution.
Well, not anymore.
No. I'm going to talk later on. I don't know if you heard this because you said you've been ducking the news. But there's been a leak from the Supreme Court by one of the clerks who said that for the first time in a long time, the judges all got together on this Texas case, that they've only been doing it by phone. They didn't trust the phone, so they met in person. And that there was yelling and screaming and fighting going on from within the room.
That's what I heard.
But the one that stuck out in my mind was John Roberts saying, are you going to be responsible for the riots in the streets? Do you really want to be responsible for the riots in the streets? And I'm thinking to myself, that is not a legal term that should be used to decide whether it's a case or not. Right? He's worried about his family. If our founding fathers had the same mindset, we'd all be subjects of the Queen today. They gave up their lives, they gave up their houses, they gave up their businesses, right?
They were martyrs. But when you hear the story and the history of the Democrat Party, that's how they operate.
Yep.
You don't do things our way. We're going to hang you. We're going to hang your sons, your fathers, we're going to hang you. We're going to take care of you one way or another. They always go to extortion.
Yep.
So they're really good at this. So, I mean, I don't know what they have on Roberts, but obviously if he's speaking out in behalf of, you know, being safe.
Well, yeah, he wants to take the easy way. I think, you know, he's the guy that needs to be impeached. You can impeach, by the way, people, you can impeach.
Not going
to
happen.
No, of course not. Nothing's good. Under this group, they're going to be fine. There's not going to be.
But, you know, you almost said, nothing's gonna happen. And I think, and that's why I really didn't want to talk tonight, because I really feel like there's so many things being revealed. There was the China hacking, the Russia hacking, the election fraud. You just go down the line. And what's the Hunter Biden? But I don't think that many of us have faith anymore that there's going to be retribution. And that hurts. That's like watching a movie and the bad guy wins. It's like, how satisfying is that? Not at all. And it would, if you saw enough of those movies, you don't even want to go to the movies anymore. But we have to stand behind patriots. I was listening to Epstein and Peter Navarro and people like that tonight. And they did give me a glimmer of hope that it's not all dead and Trump isn't giving up and we can't give up. And we have somebody else last week said we can't do rallies once a week. We need to be doing rallies every day. Now, I know it's the Christmas season and Hanukkah and all that. But I think that there is truth to that, is we can't let up. We just cannot let up. It's our country and we have to take it back. This is the time. This is the time.
Well, the difference between, you know, Americans have been very stubborn from day one, obviously, just ask the Queen. But, you know, when you look at what's going on, we had almost 80 million people, had to be 80 million, maybe even plus, that voted for President Trump, that came out for President Trump. And even after he, quote unquote, lost, you know, the rallies that he's been having when he's going out to talk to people, they're still waiting in the cold. They're still coming out to those places to see him. They don't care. They want to be near the man. They want to show him how much they love him. And you know, you look at this and you say, remember the first revolution? There might be a... See, I'm not the guy going, oh, we have to be peaceful. We have to... No, because that's what got us to where we're at. Lindsey Graham... And the rest of these old-timers that thought they could play nice with the other side because they weren't like this, they're finding out what they're like. Look at Dianne Feinstein. She gave Lindsey Graham a hug and thanked him for being civil, and they beat her, verbally abused that woman for weeks.
So there's solid. That fear factor that they instill in everybody. They're really good at that. And if people don't know the Democrat Party, because they've been taught that they're the ones who care, and the only reason that they're acting like that is for righteousness.
Yes. I want to protect your people. Remember that. We don't like your people.
You know what disheartens me?
Like
and I'm going to say this real fast because hopefully we have a break soon and people won't beat me up for this. I am terribly disheartened to see so many black women who are instrumental in taking this country down right now. It comes to the squat, black and brown, or what do they call persons of color, but I will say females. Can you say females anymore, women?
I don't know.
Genders with VJs. But they're black women. What Stacey Abrams is doing, what the squad is doing. I mean, when you just look at the voter squad women with the blonde braids and the purple hair. Afros.
Ooh, yeah, thank you.
Hurts me. It just hurts me.
All right, we got to go for a break. We'll be back in a minute. And I'll get a little nastier on the other side of the break, so don't go far. We'll be right back.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tejibo Tea Club's original pure Pounde Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, my name is...
name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars. And they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
How lucky can one guy be?
We are back.
She kissed me.
You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-55... What the heck happened?
Wow!
855-732-5563. Always a pleasure. Oh, got her back now. Always a pleasure to have you with me again. Like I said, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Sonia, order me a BLT while you're at it. Joe Messina, your host. Look, I'm with Sonia Smith. Sonia and I are talking about, what is ailing you guys? I mean, right now, Christmas come along. It's supposed to be a joyous season, a new year. God, we can't wait to get rid of 2020, right? But we're not going to get rid of 2020. Coming into 2021, it's going to be the same. We are still going to be arguing. We're still a divided country. And we look at it. But here's the thing. And I know I hate to do this to Sonia because it's going to make her feel bad, but it is named at her. This is our fault. We were the warriors that were supposed to be out there fighting this for the 4 years. Those people that we elected to Congress, what did they do? Sat around either drooling all over themselves or picking their noses or something that amounted to nothing. They should have been fighting this the whole time.
Right.
You see these Republicans now that somehow have grown a spine and they're going after their Democrat counterparts in the committee hearings. They shouldn't have been doing this for 4 years. They should have been pointing their fingers. They should have been looking at Schmuck Schmidt, whatever his name was, the chief, and they should have been saying to him, did you see evidence that Trump was colluding with the Russians? Then you better put it on the table, because you're just as guilty of treason as you're saying he is if you have proof that he's colluding with the Russians and you don't put it out. That's what we should have been doing to them. We should have been pushing them back under their desks and into their corners. Hi, Sonia.
Oh, my goodness. Amen. That's how the American public should sound right now. Right now.
Yeah.
You can't be pushed farther against the wall than where we're being pushed right now. And to piggyback on what you're saying, and it's something that you've been saying for a long time, it's something that I've been saying for 2 years, y'all get off of Facebook.
Amen.
Get off of Twitter. I've been saying this. I've been telling you, they're taking your personal information and they're using it against you, and you don't have sense enough. Put your grandbaby's pictures up there. I don't care. But when you want to find out what's going on in the real world and have real communications with people, you must. And I would say get off of it, period, because the more you do it, the more money you're putting into their pocket.
That's right.
So that they can use it against you. So cut it out. I've been saying it for 2 years. I've been saying, go to my website. It's up. I got a new email. I got a new website now. I've worked really hard at this. Go to soniaschmidt.org. It's brand new. I had to think about it. Go there. Register. Subscribe so I can send you what's going on. It's really important that we have your personal information. We ain't going to do nothing with it like Zuckerberg will. Not only will he take your personal information, but then he will take your money and he will take his money that he's gained from his website and work against your vote, the election. It's oh gosh, I'm just
four.
Anyway, so we must get away with their
simoleons, right?
Say it again. Your sound is really
bad. I know, it's terrible. $400 million is what he put into it.
Can you imagine what I could do with $400 million? And it was all and putting it, soaking that into our election is working against us. We know he's a Democrat operative. We know who he is.
Yep.
So if you feel good about going there tomorrow and chatting up your friends and posting stuff, then that's really on you. I mean, really, there's other things. That people are going to MeWe. So if you don't know where else to go, start on MeWe. It's a YouTube sort of alternative. In terms of news, I would suggest NTD, OAN, Newsmax.
Yeah. Yep. Newsmax.
So you could probably, and in terms of our videos as well, Range Broadcasting, Spreely, and you can watch them on all the major. You can watch them on Amazon Fire Stick, on iTunes. You can watch them just as well there as you can the other people. Why, people, are you continuing to endorse these people when they just robbed the election from you?
Well, Sonia, you're right on. It's so sad that I keep a Facebook page just for giggles, because
right.
I keep people to get off of Facebook, right?
Right.
Now, when
right,
they tell me they're having trouble with it, I don't care. I can't do anything about it anyhow.
Right.
We have probably had between 140,000 and 180,000 likes taken from us because Facebook has closed down three of my pages. I'm on the fourth one now. And so I'm at Spreely. I am at Parler. And, you know, with you at eVault and Range Broadcasting. I mean, I'm done with all that other stuff. I can't chase them all over the place. It's craziness.
You and know? People, if you don't go away from there, you're just asking for it. You're just like... there's a guy who I've interviewed on my show, and you probably heard of him as Mason Weaver, and he says something very controversial, but I think is very true. He says, we act like abused people because abused people always support their abusers. And yeah. As much as I want to dispute that, that's exactly what we as Republicans, if we still call ourselves that, conservatives, Christians, all of that, if you are still supporting Twitter, Facebook, all those others, I don't even know how to use them, but then you are propping up your abusers.
You're part of the problem. You're paying for them to come after you. Listen, I made a comment the other day and somebody pummeled me in email, but, you know, okay. I said, look, we act like, you know, women that are being beat by their husbands
or
boyfriends.
That's what he says.
And they're telling them they love them as they're pounding on them. And we stay because we can fix it. You're not going to fix Facebook, are you?
No, that's exactly. Yeah, I'm going deeper about this, but you know, there's a Christian book called I'm going to forget, but Familiar Spirits, I think, is what it's called.
Yep.
But you get attached to that spirit that's abusing you, and you know, I get it when they're talking in this book about sexual abusers and this and that and the other, but it's the same thing. Yes, we got used to using Facebook. It's not as deep as sexual abusers. It was a handy-dandy platform where we could share recipes and about our children and about politics because we thought they meant what they said is that this was about all people, that everybody could share their voice. But for several years now, we have known that it's not true. So why, people, are you still there? And there's other places that are opening up that you need to shift your agendas to. And we're going to need it. That's the only way we're going to save the country. I was telling somebody last night that in a lot of movies, I've always been a fan of the character, the wacky, crazy character that's sitting somewhere on a mountaintop and he's got his ham radio or his satellite feed and he's trying to tell the country what's really going on, and eventually in the movie he gets killed. That's not the good news. But basically, I've always loved that character because he's been the voice of reality. And if y'all don't pay attention to that voice of reality, we're doomed as a nation. There's so many people right now that are telling you the truth, and you've got to move away from the mainstream media. I know people who are getting sick by watching mainstream. I'm not even talking about CNN and I'm talking about Fox or, can I say Breitbart even? They've really made a change.
Yeah. No, you're right. You know,
don't
OAN,
do that to yourself.
Well, when you talk about these different places, you're right. They have made changes, you know, Newsmax, who, you know, we've watched off and on. I don't know if we gave them the credit they deserved early on, but they've been able to hang in there. They're doing the same thing. They're making sure that both sides of the information get out there. And, you know, they're calling him, as they have said, look, he now with the Electoral College, he is the president-elect, but, and they put the but in there.
But. Right.
Being challenged, and there's some validity to the challenge. So you have to give them credit for coming down in that light, don't you?
I do. And, you know, I can only understand half of what you're saying. Just so people know at home that we're having a major sound problem, and I can hear Joe sounds like a robot, and it's very fuzzy, which is not
I'm fuzzy anyway.
Typical of what he typically sounds like.
I can't
hear him very well. But I will tell you that but what we're hearing right now, you have to fight against it spiritually and otherwise. You have to fight against it because what you're hearing is not true. And you have to fight your own battle. So here's my other message, is that we can take a very passive-aggressive route in fighting back, but we can't do that anymore. I mean, I hate to think of what we would do when the British were fighting the British and we just like got on the internet and said nasty stuff. That really ain't going to do nothing.
No.
You really have to, in California, if you can help people who are getting ballots signed to recall Gavin Newsom, do it. Do
Amen.
Something.
Hey, tell people where to find you.
I don't know. Oh, Range Broadcasting or my new website, SoniaSchmidt.org.
There you go. There you go. She was going to get SS.com, but it didn't quite sound right. Anyway,
oh, I'll tell you a funny story about that next week.
Silverstein, your host. Don't go far. A lot more going on. Sonia, thanks for being with me. Have a great Christmas. We'll be back in a few minutes.